So amazing, so amazing, so amazing, it's amazing, so amazing, so amazing, so amazing.
Hi everybody, I'm Joe. Welcome to your favorite radio program, Amazing Journey. Today we are meeting Angel, a Spanish Erasmus student at Itzaren. Hola, Angel.
Hola.
In a minute, he will tell us about an incredible story he's been living in our country this year. All this thanks to occultism. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, white magic. So, can you introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone. I'm Angel. I'm studying software engineering, and I've been in France for 3 months. I'm a very sexy Spanish guy, and I'm living Arts Room 208 for those of you who are interested for private lessons.
Yeah, I know what you are telling about. Yeah. You live a very special journey in France. Were your first week in France, in the country, enjoyable?
The very first weeks were really fun because of integration sessions. But the next ones were less enjoyable because of my result at school.
That's when you decide to find a very special guy who could help you. Is that right, buddy?
Yes. I managed to find a marabout to help me at school. And it's where the story begins.
So, first question. Our audience would like to know how you actually managed to find your marabout. Was it online? Did you look for an office? Or was it just by word of mouth? We are definitely curious to know.
So, that's simple. When I was in trouble, I got bad marks. I had lost all my motivation. I felt everything I started. Then, I remembered that I received a leaflet in my mailbox talking about Marowood Konate. That was a few weeks ago. So I checked out his website and found some interesting stuff. And I decided to contact him. We fixed an appointment, and then that's where everything began.
You actually decide to meet a Marowood? Weren't you worried about the fact that some Marowood are considered like imposters?
Yes, I thought it was my last resort to put an end to my troubles. I was really despaired at the time. There was good comments on the internet, and he looked serious, and when I first went to his office, it was jammed. There was 10 of people, it was amazing. You see, he seems like a great marabout. It couldn't be a fraud because there were a French guy, a Swedish, a Latino, an African, and even a Chinese guy.
Oh, wait. Did he look like a real doctor?
Absolutely not. He was very impressive. He already knew what to do before I asked him for treatment. It was like fortune tellers we know here. The office was pretty weird, with animal skulls hanging on the wall. When I got out, I was convinced that it would work. I found a 10 euro bill as soon as I got out of his office. Then I just know it would just change my life forever.
Really, nigga?
Really, nigga?
It's kind of weird it worked instantaneously. Marabout Konate spirits are so powerful. No man is meant to have all that power. So what was the treatment? What did Marabout Konate do to cure you?
First of all, he threw curries into a calabash, reading through the description they had to know what the disease was. He told me it wasn't a big deal. It would get better soon.
Sorry, Angel, but I don't get it. What are courage and calabash?
A calabash. This is a container made with marrow, and curries are shellfish from Maldives.
You are telling me he just threw a couple of shellfishes into a container and that was it? Don? He didn't use any doll. Tell us the truth, bro. Come on.
What the hell are you talking about?
Remember?
Of course not. Everybody knows that only fake marabouts use dolls. He was very professional. I took a mystical bath and he made me look at a deer skull. the skull read into my soul to identify the main source of the trouble. Then Marabu Konate listened to the skull, which told him what the troubles are faced.
Damn!
Damn!
I see.
I just had to come back to his office every 2 weeks to check out if I was okay.
Whoa, interesting. But did it really affect your result at INSA?
Yes, for sure. I started from the bottom and now I'm at the top of the class.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
My marks improved dramatically and all the teachers have been trying to figure out what was the origin of that change. They eventually found my little secret.
It's interesting because it leads us to speak about what happened at INSA. It was the first time ever a college prohibited Marabutism. After your remontada, there were more and more students that resorted to the Marabout services.
Yes, it totally spun out of control. Now INSA has its own anti-Marabutism squad. Now, from time to time, the squad raised the students' accommodations. There are no words. It's really... I have no words. What a pity.
Yeah, I know. I know what you're feeling. The other INSAs are planning to create an anti-Marabout squad to avoid Marabutism issues. At least you can still cheat to improve your marks. The program is coming to an end. That was Joe. I will be back next week in another episode of Amazing Journey.
So amazing, it's amazing. So amazing, so amazing. So amazing, it's amazing. So amazing, so amazing. So amazing, it's amazing.